Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Okay, so we're up to packet 24. Isser Shenishtane. So Isser Shenishtane is a new halacha that we haven't learned yet. And the halacha is, in contrast to what we discussed in the past about something that's nifsal, or... So, if it's nifsal, it's nifsal. It's not roi lachila. But this is that it's not nifsal, but it changed its form. Meaning, it went from one type of chemical composition to another type of chemical composition. And it never was nifsal, but it just changed. So the sheet of Isser Shenishtane being mutter is saying that if something is nishtane, even if it's not nifsal, but it's nishtane, and obviously it has to be nishtane in something significant, like Rav Shechter said, because if it's just nishtane, you know, that's something, it's cold or hot, that's not nishtane. So perhaps that's going to become mutter, a new type of halacha. So let's see what that... So let's begin with the... Sukim Parshas Kisisa, Vidame Shem Moshe Lemo, Ratak Chachlucha B'Samin Rosh, Mar Dror, right, these are the different Samonim for the Torahs. And it tells you all these different types of things, all these different types of Samonim. And then, if you look, so if you look in the Rambam, page 3, he told about the Shemen Hamishcha. So in Halacha Gimel, it says, "Hamor hu hadam hatzora b'chaya shebehodu." Yedu l'kol se mizbasmin ba b'nei adam b'chol mokom. So da mor, that comes from blood that was created in a chaya. So the question is, what do you mean it's blood? Blood is a dover iser. So this is referring to the Shemen Hamishcha. So the Rambam says, let me just get a chumash 1 second. In Parshas Kisisa, it goes Taklacha B'Samim. It's for the So this part, I said before Ketores, this is the Shemen HaMishcha. Later on it's going to speak about the Ketores. But the Shemen HaMishcha is made from these different things. So one of the things is the mar dror. And Rashi says the mar is from the blood of the animal. So look at the Ravid. He says, Ein daiti mekabelas shikonsu b'maise hekdesh dam shum chaya ba'olam. He says, how could we use something that's the dam of hekdesh, and how could such a holy thing, the Shemen HaMishcha, is going to be made from a dam of a non-kosher animal? Dam chaya tmeya? So he says it can't be that's what more is. Aval mor hu ha'omor b'shir ha'shirim, bosi legani achosi kala, harisi mori im divshi, v'hu min esev. He says, no, more is min esev. It's like a grass. Min ilon, v'recho nodef. Recho nodef. So it's a type of grass. So that's a kosher thing. So the Rambam says the more that the Yud Hashem and the Mishcha is the dam of a chayat meya, and the Ravid says it's just grass. So the Ravid's taina is how could it be? How could it be that they're using something from a non-kosher animal to create the Shemen HaMishcha? So if you look in the Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas on page 4, so he says, Rabbeinu Meir HaLevi Haya Oser Sobachila. He says the question is, so could you even eat the more? He says, Maram Rutenberg Rabbeinu Levi says it's Oser Bachila because it comes from its blood. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, no, maybe it's okay. The Efesher lo says tam lahatir, lomer the perish ba'almahu. Fafu pishabitchila hudam lo hashinul hochi de bosser hashta azlinen. He says, no. Maybe the pshat is that it was transformed. It's an isser shenishtane. In other words, it started off as blood, but then it transformed into, and it became, this besamim. He says, just like dvash im nofel bo chaticha shel iser. If a chaticha, a piece of meat, fell into the honey, ein advash oser afal pisha iser nimoch b'toch advash kevin derech advash lahachzei adovah shenofel l'tzochot tash kvod dvash da muta hachanam afil mitchil hayadam kevin she'achshav yotza mitar zadam boser hashta zlinen. So he says that. So he says that's the concept of Isershin, and as Rav Shechter points out, that's the concept of that it's nishtana, and that's why it's okay. In other words, it might have started off as dam, but it became a different composition, not nifsal. We're not saying nifsal. We're saying nishtana. So take a look in the Rush on page 5 in Brachas. He talks about the musk. And Ben Yonah Peresh to Efshar Litem Botam Lahatir the Pirsha Balma. He says that it's Nishtana. He quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah. That's the same thing we saw before. So that's the idea, that the Rambam is saying that it's an Issa Shenishtana. So since it's an Issa Shenishtana, so that's why it could be used for the Shemen HaMishcha. And the Ravid maybe doesn't hold from the concept of Isur Shenishtana. Because till now, we never saw this before, this concept of Isur Shenishtana. We only saw a concept of what? Of Nifsal. Now, if you'll take a look in Masecha Bechoros and Avav Amud Beis, the Gemara wants to know, how do we know that milk is mutter? Chalav menalan deshari. That's the famous sugi here. And what's the reason that it should be aser? So the Gemara here, as Rav Shecht always likes to point out, the Gemara here has two reasons that maybe it should be aser. Because one, the middle of the page, dam nekar v'nasa cholov, that really all milk really stems from dam. The dam, was nishtana. And the other pshat, as Rav Shecht points out, the Gemara says, is that maybe it's a yotzei mina isra of aver mina chai. So that's what the Gemara wants to know. How do you know that milk is mutter? So one of the answers the Gemara says is the Torah says Eretz Zavas Cholav Dvash. The Torah says that the Eretz Israel is a land flowing with milk and honey. So the Gemara says Eretz Zavas Cholav Dvash. So the Gemara says Vidlo shari mishtabach lan krab midi de lo chazi. Like Rav Shecht explained it, I mean the Torah is not going to be praising Eretz Israel. That's a land full of milk. If milk is not kosher, right? It's only mishtaber that Eretz Israel is praised that it's a land flowing of milk and honey. If milk is kosher, so the Gemara says that how do you know the milk is mutter? And Rav Shecht pointed out the Gemara is saying that there are two possible reasons it should be aser. One is because milk comes from dam, and dam nekar v'nasa cholov. Dam, changes and becomes milk. And the other possibility is that it's nishtane. The other possibility is that it's yotzi min isra of aver min achai, because it comes out from a live animal, and the Gemara gives its teretz. So now the question is, but if you hold, now we're going to see, if you hold from the concept, and we're going to see the Magen Avraham is going to discuss this question. If you're going to hold from the concept of nishtane, so then what's the problem? Why should milk be? Why do you have a havamina that milk is aser? Because it's dam, but it's dam shenishtane, right? There's a whole decomposition from blood to milk. Right, you take it to a lab, it's a whole different decomposition from blood to milk. So therefore, if you hold from the concept of Isur Shenishtana, so what's the problem? Why does the Gemara have to look on for Psukim? And, right, this is going to be discussed in the Magen Avraham momentarily on page 7. This is in Birkas HaReach, where they discuss the musk. That's the musk. We saw that, they quote in the Rishonim. That it says in Shulchan Aruch on page 7, Im eino min eitz velo min eisev kemo ha-musk mevarach borei minei besamim. Ah. And the musk, the Rishonim are saying, is the same thing as the mor, right? So, in the Hilchos Birkas HaReach, they discuss the various brachas. So let's take a look at the Magen Avraham in Gimel. Hamosk yesh omim shu midam shemiskabetz begorn chayiv v'chaka chozu v'nasa mosk. V'ama hayachoshesh to ochlo mishum chashash dam. Right? V'ama, right? We said maybe it's dam. Because of Rabbeinu Yonah, then no. Tev shalom ha-depirsha ba'almuhu ava bishabitchila yadam lo cheshinu lo bosar hashtaz linen. Meaning, you find, basar hashta means you look at it what it's now, and now it transformed. And now it's a spice. So even though it started off as non-kosher animal blood, now it's a spice. So therefore it's a dover kosher.
Nofel chatich is the afal pisha nimcha besochel, kevin shederach advash lachzor dover nofel sochel advash, yep. Just like when something falls into dvash, and something dover iser, and it decomposes and it becomes like dvash. It's like dvash, and it's mutter.
So these are the two shitas in Rishonim, whether we say the iser is what it was originally. And if it was originally dam, so then it's still aser. And that was the Raivin's opinion. But the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Yonah, they're of the opinion that no. They're of the opinion that it's... they're the opinion that it's... there's a concept of Isser Shenishtane, and it becomes Mutter. So now the Magen Avraham is going to ask the Kasha, three lines from the bottom. V'nir leida hafilu rayozu tzricharaya, the brachas, l'niyaz dayin tzarchiyin. The amidim b'choros, the cholov chidushu came into dam nekar v'nasa cholov, havan la'asro. Im kein shmamina, the bosom ikaras leinen. Don't you see from the whole concept in the Gemara b'choros, that the Gemara said really should be Isser? The only reason it's mutter is because of a pasuk Eretz Avos Chalav Udvash. So don't you see that you don't fall? In other words, if you hold Batsar Meikara means that you don't hold from the Heter of Nishtana. So you follow the Ikara. If you hold Batsar Hashta means that you go what it looks like now, and since it was Nishtana, and what it was Nishtana into is mutter, so it will be mutter. So that's the Magen Avraham's kasha. Don't you see from the Gemara that the Gemara thought it should be Asur, and the only reason it's mutter is because of the pasuk that there's no concept of Isser Shenishtana. Because if Isser Shenishtana is mutter, then the cholov should be there should be no shaila. So now the Magen Avraham says, well, maybe that's good for the chiddush. The chitay menelef mecholov. Maybe that's good for the chiddush. That once we have a gzeiros akos of the cholov's mutter, maybe that's goof of the chiddush. That from here we learn that isha shenishtana is mutter. But he says no, because it's a chiddush. If it's a chiddush, it really should have been us. It's a chiddush, so you don't learn out from a chiddush. Maybe you could say that it's not really just the shtana. It's mamish, like nifsal. So then he said, Dim Kane, page 9, Lukuli Alma Shari, Midhave Aksheir Shiyan Kamena Trefa. Right? We discussed the kosher animal. Sucks milk from a tray for the mutal hamid venus became also because nifsal. So that's the Magen Avraham's kasha. So look in the. Take a look at page 8 in the Machzis HaShekel on the left side. He came in Nenelef Mecholov, Ratzalom, Dasvorach, Yitzon, Aleil, Bosom, Mikara. He had a Shapir Cholov Chiddush. Al dahashta the hitira Torah hacholav. Hashmina kral afukim misvar chitzoyna. El dazlina baser hashta. V'yafina minei ba'alma lelach baser hashta. El madomer, yeah. So that's what the Magen Avraham is saying. And he says that if it's really nifsal, then everyone should say it's mutter. So the kitzur, the Magen Avraham doesn't like this idea of ishtar shenishtana, because he thinks it's pashus against the Gemara. And then take a look further in the Magen Avraham, page 9. He says, "Gabe Efroach, fourth line, Shenola mi beitzas trefa." Say you had a beitza from a non-kosher animal. The chick, I mean, kol kamidul misrach lo gabil v'idu the gabola afra balmu. Mashmid you love high time also the bosom mikoras linen. He says that the chick of a trefa, let's see what, let me see, find in the Machtes HaShekel. One second. Rabbi Efroach b'tmur. Yeah, you want to see that Gemara in the Efroach is here in Tamura from Daf Lamed.
Page 11,
right. It says, okay, so Efroach should no longer be based as tray for Osuli Karev. So we say, why is that mutter, the basis tray for? So he says, well, it's because it sort of becomes like offer and then it reconstitutes itself. Amos Godla, he says, "Gabi Beitza, Amos Godla, l'chi misrucha afra ba'almu." So the Magen Avraham quotes that Gemara to show that the only reason it's mutter is because it became offer. You know, in other words, the Beitza becomes like offer, and then it becomes reconfigurates into an Efroach. So maybe that's why it's mutter, not because of nishtana. And maybe the same thing that's shown in the musk. Maybe the musk is not mutter because of nishtana. Because nishtana again means it's not nifsal, it means it goes from one composition to another composition. So the Magen Avraham is arguing on those Rishonim. That's saying this. So basically, we have a machlokes whether ishtar shenishtana is a heter or not. What do we say? There's no such thing as a heter of ishtar shenishtana. And if you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch here with the Mishnah Brura, on page 13, so look in the Mishnah Berurah, the Zayin. He says, "Blosh laz besamim zebam min haChaya, mufichach mevarach labor min besamim." V'da shemoch ze, yesh omim shabam yisias Chaya, yesh omim shabam idam shel Chaya. Fisvar zu hachroni yesh rotzul osra al kuponim his gedero hatim reichol. The dam, in other words, if it's coming from the dam, then maybe it should be osir. And some say it's mutter because osir hashta, meaning that there's a concept of isur shenishtana being mutter. Uprima gadim mitzad gam kindesh lismoch al devrayim lahokil af lechatchil b'jei shishim keneged b'dhafshil. So he says the prima gadim says that when it's bottle anyway. In the tavshil, but still it's aser because it's no like besamim is not batal b'shishim, right? Because it's avida l'taima, avida, you know, the recha, whatever. But if it's already, if you already have shishim, and it's an isur shenishtane, so then maybe it could be mekel. Because once you have shishim, it still might be aser, because it's still giving taste. It's like besamim. So, but since you have shishim, the way I think Rav Shechter says it, anyway, it could be that the iser is only an iser derabanan past shishim that we discussed before. Milsa Davido time is beyond shishim is the requirement is an iser deraisa or an iser derabanan, but. But perhaps once it's shishim and it's nishtane, so then maybe you could be make a legamri. If it was batal b'shishim. And that's the... So let's take a look here. Page 8. I am not going to run pre chodesh. Heavy had the chal of karish perbe mamidim. Vash Reuben. Yeah. So he says, herich vehitir. Hamos losses betavshil dafrahu. Miu liten betavshil yose mishishim avla time avidi heishomim shalosurak midrabanan. So have a suffix plug to the Rabbanu Lukula. So the way the Pasha Pshan in the Prima Gadam, I think Rabbi Tachman said this way, is that once there's Shishim, so it's only an Issa Rabbanan. And since it's a Machloikis, whether the Issa Shinishtan is Mutter or not, so then it's a suffix the Rabbanu Lukula. Suffix the Rabbanu Lukula. So once you have Shishim, then. And even Tavid the time, it's still also, but maybe only the Rabbanan. But if you hold this as Shanshtan is Mutter, it's Mutter, then it's a Machlokas we saw. So there'll be a Safik Rabbanan Lakula. So if you take a look, so take a look for a second in Rosh Hashanah Sefer here, page 19, Ikvei Hatzon. He speaks about Issus and Ishtana. So he wants to say, based on that Prima Godin, that it's that when it's we treat it like a suffix. So when it's a Din Derabbanan, so the Prima Godin is talking about a Din Derabbanan because it's Batal B'Shishim. Rav Shechter wants to claim that whenever it's a Shail of a Derabbanan, an Issa Derabbanan, so then we could say it's a suffix, how we should paskin, and then suffix Derabbanan Lekula. So then he quotes, yeah, on page 19 in the third column, Kanira the Hainu Taim in Amid Avshu Apostol Medina Kadasa Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer says, Stam Yenam, if you have non kosher wine, Goyish wine, that was, you know, touched by a Goy, if it's Mamish poured Lavoda Zara, that's Din Daraisa. That's Yai Nesach. But any time the guy touches the wine, that doesn't mean that it was poured Lavodah Zarah, but we still aser it midrabanan. So that's Stam Yenim. But if it... So the Chassid, he quotes on the Chassid Sofer here in the Tshuva, that if it's Nishtaned to a sweet wine from a non-sweet wine, since the whole Isser is only Drabanan, of Stam Yenam, and here it's an Issa Shenishtana, so he claims based on the Prima Godim that whenever there's an Issa Shenishtana is a suffix, and whenever the issue is a Rabbanon, then suffix the Rabbanon the Kula. So he wants to say, but again, the Kidneus. So he wants to say, Lagabi Kidneus is only a minik, right? Ein Ozer Almi Minhaga. Mikil Afil Mi Issa Rabbanon. So it's more lenient than Issa Derabbanan even. Or Chol of Akum. So he wanted to say that if you have the enzymes, Yesh Lahatir enzymes, Haniflotim, Yesh Mekagdash, Nishtana Megamri. So if it's the Shana Megamri, you could, and you make, use the enzymes for something else, so it's called Ishtana, and it's only a Derabbanan, so Sofik Derabbanan Lekula. He says, he's matching Lokim corn syrup. But he says, by corn syrup, the child of Kidneus, right? Shushem and Kidneus, Mosuk Ma'od. It's very sweet. But then they change it sometimes to another thing, what's called sorbitol. It's a little, still some ktsas mosok. It went from very mosok to ktsas mosok. So Rav Shechter says he doesn't think that's called nishtana. He says only in the case of the Chasam Sofer that it became from something not sweet to something sweet. It has to be, so he's claiming, Rav Shechter, that Nishtana means it's Nishtana in Mahuso Hakimid, in other words, in its chemical composition, and in its taste. But Nishtana from corn syrup to ascorbic acid, so that's going from something sweet to something sour, that's called Nishtana, and therefore if it's a Shaila of Kidneys or something like that, that would be permissible because it's a Issur Shenishtana on a Din Derabbanan.
How is Kidneys Nishtana?
No, if it's a situation where it's Nishtana.
Okay.
So it's interesting here that if you take a look, for a second, in this Sefer Yain Malchus, on page 26. So the question is, you have what if you have schnapps? And the schnapps are made from wine. So what's the story then? Would we say that when you're making it from wine to schnapps, it's an issur shenishtane, and therefore it'd be mutter or not? So he says here on page 26, he quotes from the bottom of the footnote from the Achiezer, from Rav Chaim Oizer. So he says, Yain sarif sh'osim miyain nesach, hafo pisha eno ragizeyach min ha-nesach, reyu ki isra atzmo, sh'o yil yidon mustam yainam, demutar bahano, demutar. Ulai שוסים יין נסח ומעצם יין נסח ולא מסתם יינם וזה נראה את הסומכים באיזה מקום שלישות קוניאק. He says קוניאק maybe is mutter because it's an issur shenishtane. So that's a type of schnapps that's made from wine. And they don't require hechsher. So take a look at Rav Chaim Oizer. You see, in the Shulchan Aruch it says there's a machlokus where the stam yeinam is osur b'hano or not. The Mechaber says on page 22 that stam yeinam is osur b'hano. And the Ramah says that b'zman hazeh that people don't worship Avodah Zarah, so it's not osur b'hano. So Rav Chaim Moses says, because we know the din is anything that's aser b'hanoah, even if it's nifsal, is still aser. Like chametz b'pesach, if you burn it and you make charcoal out of it, it's still nifsal. Because anything, once it's aser b'hanoah, it's always aser b'hanoah. So he says that according to, so it depends, he says. If you hold that stam yeinam is osur b'hano, like the mechaber, so then it's not going to help that it's nishtane. Because when something is osur b'hano, it's always osur. But if you hold like the Ramah, that it's nishtane, that it's mutter b'hano, so then it's shaykh to speak about the isur shenishtane. He says, based on this, says Reb Chaim Oizer, page 25, that's why the people that are makel on cognac, so cognac is this whiskey that's made from wine, and they don't require a hechsher, because they say that it's nishtana. It's even worse. It's nishyabish, better. So that's where Rav Chaim Oizer was. Says Michael. So he says that Kosev Achiezer the Mekel, but most Achronim disagree. So why do most Achronim disagree?
So Chaim Oizer Lishitaso, like by Gelatin.
Well, Chaim Oizer, well, Lishitaso by Gelatin. But this is a question of Isser Hanah. So he's saying, if you hold it, it's not also Hanah, then yeah. But the question is, why don't you say Isser Shenishtane? Why did you say? I mean, this is only an Issa Rabbanan. So how come the other Achronim disagree with Rav Chaim Oizer? Rav Chaim Oizer is saying Issa Shenishtana, so and it's not an Issa Arna. Once it's an Issa Arna, it's not going to help you. So if you work with the Rabbanan, it's not an Issa Arna. But what? So why don't the other Achronim agree? So, and especially like Rav Shecht said, it's only an Issa Rabbanan. So he says that maybe the concept of Issa Shenishtana, say on the bottom here, the second arrow, going over to the next college. Ravade lo shalemru divrei Rabbi Yonah taslina bazar hashta elik shenishtana ha'issa l'min acher tivi. Like when meat, the cancer, the basar becomes honey. So basar is a min tivi, and the vash is a min tivi. So it changed. So it goes to the, so then it could be okay. Then it's nishtana. But if wine becomes schnapps, schnapps is not a mintivi. Mintivi is what? Apple is one mint, an orange, a plum, you know, these are. But schnapps is a man-made concoction. It's not a mintivi. It's not a natural thing. So when it goes from wine to schnapps, that's not called nishtana, because it's not nishtana to a mintivi. That's not a min betolda. It's not a natural min. So he says that's not called ishtana, because it has to be from one tivi to another. If an apple would change to an orange, something like that. So when meat changes to dvash, so those are both mintivis, etc. And then the Chazanish, we left out the Chazon Ish from page 18. Tam Nekar v'Nasa Cholov. Discusses the possibility that he says Ana Cholov Dam Shebishlo. Why don't you say that Dam Shebishlo, you're not over because it's not right to bring in the Mizbeach? So then when Dam Nekar V'Nasa Cholov, so Cholov is not right to bring in the Mizbeach, so this is Dam is because it's only when it's right to bring in the Mizbeach. So then Cholov should be Mutter. So what's the problem? So he says, he says the difference when it's nasa b'day adam, shina b'geshem v'israel matim lo choshiv havaya shal panim chadoshos. It's only when it's nasa b'meila b'day shemayim. So dam shebishlo, the person did it. Inam keva shena dam v'ru shal panim choshiv mishava. So he says maybe it's only it's natural. Forming naturally. Chalav nam meinu roi lezrika. Chal tarach tam b'dam shebishlo am meinu osa. Shazer dam ha-mavushal. Yikrach dam ka-osa. Okay, dama shenasa b'dei odam shina b'geshem ha-isra ha-matiru lo-choshiv ha-vaya shal panam ha-chadoshos. That's not called panam ha-chadoshos. Okay. So he says, "The minute dam arose zrikim, kei chalav nami enu roil zrika, chayatark tam b'dam shebishlo lo meino aser, shezer dam hamavushal mikoch dam ka asa. Hakei ma shenasa midei adam shina b'geshem, isra hamatir lo choshev havaya shopanim chadashus. Lo'om nemar el b'nasa b'meila midei shemaim. Hazgam mapu'ula shalavai mitzeches la isra shebeisas hatrefa osef froch." Adam shebishlo ha'adam hu ha'mavasho. Okay. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about that more tomorrow. We'll just clarify it a little bit more. Okay, so this is a very interesting machlokas here, and it has a lot of ramifications about, you know, kashrus, different things that change, and whether whether how we view this machlokas rishonim, you know, and how to apply it to a drabanan, and then what's considered nishtana, you know, taste, chemical thing, all these things that we discussed. Okay. So tomorrow we're almost just finishing up, Rabbi Osai. How many packets are there in this series?
26.
Okay, so tomorrow we'll continue. Good morning, Harav Yosef Katan. Good morning, Yossi Magshul. Good morning, Michael K. Good morning, David Amster. Good morning, Ben Katz. And good morning, Avi Lichshon. Ben, maybe you'll call me later today. We can schmooze about the shiurim for next year.
Okay.
Seder. Okay, everyone's good?
Yeah.
Okay, Harav Amster, you're back?
I'm back.
Okay, we'll see you all tomorrow, Bezos Hashem. See you after the Shemaya.
Take care, Rabbi.